USA Radio News.
Folks are continuing to clean up after a powerful winter storm dropped over 2 feet of snow in parts of North Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled in Charlotte and Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, as well as Richmond, Virginia. At former FBI Director James Comey's last hearing behind closed doors, he said, "I don't recall or I don't remember 245 times. Does this mean, though, we're going to stop hearing about Russian collusion and impeachment?" Not according to Holly Turner. She joins Fox News and says, "It's all the Democrats have right now."
Well, I mean, there was just not much there to help the Democrats out with their effort to provide any backing to their collusion storyline that they've been telling for 2 years now. But I don't think that's going to stop them. They don't really have anything else to talk about.
Keeping our eye on things on Wall Street, currently we're down over 100 points today. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to the Fall 2018 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, 4 out of 5 entrepreneurs are confident their year-end revenue will exceed that of 2017. And looking ahead to 2019, 67% plan to expand their business. To support that growth, 27% of business owners plan to hire in the next 12 months, an 11% increase from this time last year. One new challenge amid the positive outlook is the competition for talent during a period of record low unemployment, which has made finding qualified workers a more difficult prospect. Sharon Miller, head of small business, Bank of America.
Small business owners are increasingly confident in the economy and are planning to expand their businesses over the next 12 months. At the same time, a historically tight job market has entrepreneurs adopting new talent acquisition strategies, as 58% reported difficulty finding qualified candidates.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Despite rumors that OPEC may cut production, gas prices continue to fall across the nation. Crude oil prices now have fallen $23 a barrel since October 1st. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The national average for the price of gasoline is now at $2.41 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of gasoline is down 30 cents a gallon from a month ago.
The national average is now down about 5 cents a gallon versus where gas prices were 1 year ago when they stood at $2.46. In addition, the national average has plunged 30 cents a gallon from $2.71 a gallon a month ago.
I'm John Clemens.
The nation's first ever charter school strike in Chicago is over. Andy Crooks is with the teachers' union bargaining team.
Today our students and our families have won.
More than 500 teachers and support staff returned to work today in Chicago following the four-day work stoppage. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
A major winter storm continues to push east, but the damage was already done in North Carolina and Virginia, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says, "Don't risk authorities coming to save you. Just stay home."
Don't put your life and the lives of first responders at risk by getting out on roads covered with snow and ice.
The question now for more than 600,000 customers in the region who are without power: when will the power company get it fixed? Georgia Power's Holly Crawford.
It depends on the outage. It depends on if it's a broken pole. Maybe it's just something in the system. But we have been communicating to our customers all week to just be prepared for the winter weather. Our crews are working as quick as possible.
President Trump is pushing for higher defense spending, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
President Trump is supporting $750 billion in defense spending, and that would be higher than the $733 billion request that the Pentagon's expected to make for the 2020 fiscal year. Earlier this fall, President Trump told all cabinet officials to cut their budgets by 5%, but he suggested that the military would not face that sort of cut. Reuters reporting Defense Secretary James Mattis spoke with President Trump in the past few days about what the Pentagon chief views as the risks of a flat defense budget.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.